Atlanta is seen around the country as an innovator when it comes to reclaiming and repurposing abandoned land known as brownfields. Atlantic Station, which used to be a steel mill, is a well-known example. And so is the Atlanta Beltline. WABE's Jim Burris has covered the Beltline for more than 5 years now, but just this week, he had one of those eureka moments. Jim, welcome in.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
First, to sort of pave the way, if you will, for our discussion, what exactly is a brownfield?
Well, there's a technical definition, and that is a former industrial or commercial site where future use is affected by real or perceived environmental contamination. But just think of the name brownfield. What comes to mind? That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, you think of sludge of some sort seeping into the ground over decades.
Absolutely.
And how does the Beltline play into the brownfield cleanup?
Well, you know, the Beltline is a huge project, and it is a lot of things. But at its core, it is a brownfield cleanup project because it really repurposes old rail routes that connect the city via a 22-mile loop. So what the Beltline has done is use this land that would otherwise just kind of continue to accumulate blight. So there are no more rail cars, you know, going along tracks. It's just overgrown, abandoned. And it's really an eyesore for the city. So what they're doing is they're repurposing that into something that most Atlantans could be proud of.
So this week you were out gathering a story on the brownfields, and you had one of those rare moments, as I mentioned a moment ago, that sticks with you. How did this play out?
There was a national brownfield conference here in Atlanta last week, and I was doing a story for Marketplace about this conference. Lee Harrop is the person I was interviewing with the Beltline. I said, you know, meet me at a brownfield. We need to actually be there to discuss what we're talking about. You know, I want to see it as we talk about it. He said, sure, meet me at this place, XYZ. So we get there, and I'm thinking it's going to be this really run-down, nasty,
depressing.
Almost hazardous even area. It wasn't. So he takes me to this beautiful trail next to historic Fourth Ward Park. There are people running, bicyclists, kids playing. And I'm thinking, this is not a brownfield. And that was kind of the purpose. It used to be a brownfield, right? The next day, I thought, I've been there before, right? Like, why is this familiar to me? And then I had a flashback 4.5 years ago when the Beltline cleanup was just kind of starting. There really wasn't much of a Beltline yet. I covered a story in this very same area, the same parcel of land.
Oh, so you had seen the before picture of what it looked like.
Yeah, they called it the Hobo Highway.
Lovely name.
Yeah, it was full of trash. I mean, we hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bags of trash pulled out that day. And I remember walking away thinking, probably the next story I'm going to do here is when we have to do this all over again, right? So what's the point of this cleanup if nothing's going to happen to this area and we just have to come back and do it again? The Beltline folks have always said, you know, the Beltline is happening, it's opening, it is real, right? And so we would see little pockets and we would cover grand openings of here and there and minor parcels. But it was hard really to envision the scope of what this Beltline project will do for the city.
So seeing this this example of before and after, has this at all changed your perception of the Beltline?
I would encourage anyone who wants to see what potential the Beltline has for every neighborhood in Atlanta, if you go to this one place and if you saw what it was before and you see what it is now, I would say there are probably not many people who would not come on board with the Atlanta Beltline project just seeing this one stretch.
So, Jim, what's next?
So we're only 7 years into a 25-year project. People have heard about the Beltline and its transit-oriented focus, and that's kind of still to come. But you're going to see more and more of these pockets and these trails connect. And you know, it's going to be slow. A 25-year project is a long time. But when you see little pockets develop like this, you realize it may not be as long as you might think.
It's really an exciting time to live in Atlanta, just from the Beltline perspective itself and watching the progress.
It is exciting. Somebody said it is Atlanta's best idea, and I wouldn't argue with them.
Jim Burris, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We have a link to Jim's reporter's notebook as well as his marketplace story on our website right now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.